My name is Emily Trinan. I'm the director of bands here at Temple University, and I oversee all of the bands, and my conducting is primarily with the Wind Symphony. I also teach conducting and work with students both at the undergraduate and graduate level.
I know that you know a lot about the background and how the clarinet was an innovation. Could you share some of that?
Well, around 1690, and the dates are always a little fuzzy historically, but around 1690, an inventor created a shalimo, which was a low-registered clarinet. And what was different about that from the other instruments, wind instruments at that time, reed instruments, was that it had a single reed on a mouthpiece, unlike the oboe, which has a double reed, and then that is adhered and applied into a tube. The clarinet had a design where you actually put a single bamboo reed on top of a mouthpiece that resonated and then attached that to the tube, the cylinder. And the other woodwind instrument that was around during that time, of course, was the flute. And the flute has no reed, so what made it different was the reed, the single reed, and also the low register of the instrument itself.
Wasn't it different also in the sense that it had a lower and an upper register, or what they call the shalimo register and the other? You tell me.
Well, around 1740, and again, this is approximate, the development of the clarinet was actually the shalimo plus the clarino, which was two octaves, two registers. And this was attributed to an instrument maker named Denner, who was from Germany. And this essentially included the shalimo instrument, and then it had a couple of keys with the left hand, actually, up towards the top of the instrument that allow then the register shift and the higher notes to speak. The Mannheim Orchestra, of course, was the first ensemble in history that we know of that really included the clarinet as an equal instrument of the woodwind family.
I understood that the shalimo was an instrument that was kind of used by shepherds, and it didn't have the precision, of course, that a clarinet did, and that the clarinet built off of that, but was also really related to trumpets.
Well, wind instruments, basically before the classical period, in the Renaissance certainly, and pushing into the Baroque era, wind instruments did represent the sort of the shepherds or the common person. You know, you can look back into early Renaissance, the jongleur or jongleur, which was a person that played a reed instrument or other wind instruments and would go around and be kind of an entertainer for the common folk. It was not, originally wind instruments were not revered as high art or high music. The stringed instruments, of course, dominated that realm. So the clarinet in its early stages was just a low registered reedy instrument that would be attributed to, you know, sort of folksy music or folksy tunes and folksy environments. Its association with the trumpet, I think, is because in many ways the trumpet was emerging at the same time, and its original range was called the clarinet, and that was more of a range issue and the register of which that instrument was speaking. And the clarinet is the upper register of the clarinet. And so the shalimo plus the clarinet were these two registers, again, that were designed in the mid-18th century. And I think, you know, I don't, unless you go back and listen to the sounds of those instruments at the time, I think the reason why there was an association was mainly by the timbre and how they sounded, that the clarinet in its upper register sounded similar to the trumpet or the trumpet in its clarinet register at the time. So I think most folks attribute the two mainly because of their timbre and their range.
One of the tough things to do is to really make a resonant and deep sound with the clarinet. I guess that's a sign of a good clarinet player.
I think so. There's some debate about that. You know, if you go to Germany, for let's say, the German clarinet sound is going to sound different than the American clarinet sound or the French clarinet sound. So every school of clarinet playing will have a slightly different sound. But overall, a nice, round, resonant, focused, dark sound is usually what folks will say is the best clarinet sound versus something that's bright and edgy. And the other thing to think about with the instrument too is that depending on your centered focus quality of sound will also determine how many overtones that the listener can hear. And if the sound is really edgy and bright, sometimes you hear more of the upper overtones that you don't really want to hear in the instrument.
And isn't it true there's a debate over the use of vibrato?
all of the wind instruments use vibrato except for the clarinet. And depending on different schools of thought, some people say absolutely not, the clarinet should be a straight-toned instrument and not using vibrato, versus some people, like we'll say Richard Stoltzman, who is an avid user of vibrato. So it's interesting as a clarinetist to see these very strong opinions about whether or not to use vibrato and when it's appropriate. And the general, I would say, assumption is that vibrato is not used in the classical realm, but is used in the jazz realm. So I think because jazz clarinetists naturally play with vibrato, and that's partly because jazz clarinetists come from the saxophone family, and saxophone vibrato is very, very common and expected in many ways. So those players that are saxophone players that then play the clarinet as an auxiliary instrument approach it much like a saxophone and will play vibrato. So I think some of the classical guys that were using or that will associate vibrato into classical music assume it's sort of derivative of that jazz element. So it becomes kind of a divide and sometimes a contentious issue among clarinetists.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.